Yeah, my name's Richard Waring. I'm the FPU official at Eccles Fire Station.
Tell us a little bit about the strike that's taking place here outside Eccles Fire Station.
Well, we're picketing the fire station at the moment. We're on strike for 2 hours this morning and 2 hours this evening as well.
And why has it come to the point where you've decided to take industrial action?
It's come to this point because of a employer's refusal to negotiate on our pensions. They're trying to reduce our pensions and increase the contributions that we make. We already make 15% contribution to the pensions.
So what are you hoping today will achieve in terms of getting the pensions looked at?
We're hoping to get the government back around the negotiation table to try and sort out a better deal to the one they're trying to impose at the moment.
I've only been stood here a couple of minutes. We've seen cars beeping as they drive past. What's the sort of response been like from the community, from the public, since you've come here and sat here outside the Eccles Fire Station?
Yeah, we always get tremendous support from the public. We're getting a lot of cars going past beeping. I think a lot of people appreciate the situation we're in. From the strike on the 10th, you can see there's an awful lot of the public in the same position as us and supporting us all the way. It's good to see.
What message would you have to those members of the public that are a little bit concerned? Because obviously when we do hear fire service has gone on strike, it is a bit of a worry for some people. What message would you have to those people?
Yeah, pay more attention to your fire safety and be very, very careful, because the provisions that are being put in place to cover our strike, they're not the same as the fire service you get 24/7 normally. And so I would be very, very careful. Make sure your smoke alarms are working.
What's the next stage for you guys when it comes into this? You talk about negotiation, you talk about wanting to get the government to listen to you. What's the next step?
That's a good question.
Do you have a next step, or is it this evening?
The ball's in the park of the government now to come up with an offer. Oh, they've not improved their offer at all. We've been negotiating for the last 3 years and getting nowhere. We're sort of banging our heads against the brick wall. And so we're hoping to try and get them to come up with a better offer, which they're not doing at the moment.
What would be your message to the government?
Just pay me a pension that I've paid for and that I think I'm worth.
And finally, what's the sort of general feeling around the Fire Brigade and the Fire Brigade Union about not just the pensions but the strike as well? What's the sort of general feeling?
Well, obviously we're not happy about striking. We're all losing money, but we feel there's nothing left to do. You know, it's the only option we've got. They're trying to take away our futures, they're trying to take the pensions away, so we feel sort of backed into a corner and it's our only option really.
Anything I saw you like, so I don't think I've missed out.
No, I don't think so.